This turned Jobs around, and he said he wanted as much Gorilla Glass as Corning could make within 6 months. "We don't have the capacity," Weeks replied. "None of our plants make the glass now." "Don't be afraid," Jobs replied. This stunned Weeks, who was good-humored and confident, but not used to Jobs's reality distortion field. He tried to explain that a false sense of confidence would not overcome engineering challenges, but that was a premise that Jobs had repeatedly shown he didn't accept. He stared at Weeks, unblinking. "Yes, you can do it," he said. "Get your mind around it. You can do it." As Weeks retold this story, he shook his head in astonishment. "We did it in under 6 months," he said. "We produced a glass that had never been made." Corning's facility in Harrisburg, Kentucky, which had been making LCD displays, was converted almost overnight to make Gorilla Glass full-time. "We put our best scientists and engineers on it, and we just made it work." In his airy office, Weeks has just one framed memento on display. It's a message Jobs sent the day the iPhone came out. "We couldn't have done it without you."